and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Sulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group, and senior editor at AutoFin Journal, Subprime Auto Finance News, and BHPH Report. For this special episode of the podcast, very pleased to welcome the new Chief Executive Officer of the National Independent Automobile Dealers Association, Bob Voltman. Bob, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thanks, Nick. Happy to be here.
Well, first and foremost, is the year that we are all experiencing. Most importantly, how are you and your family and friends feeling nowadays?
Well, my friends and family are outstanding. My wife and I are from Texas. My wife's a fifth generation. I'm an adopted son of Texas, but we've been exiled to the Washington, D.C. area for the past 31 years and happy to be going home. So in that regard, 2020, coming to NADA and moving back to Texas is a real blessing. It's the bright spot of 2020.
Well, that's so great to hear, and indeed. Looking at the job from a high level to start out, what are some of the keys to overseeing an association, no matter what industry segment it might be?
Sure. I've spent almost my entire career in the association industry. And so, you know, there's this different skill set in running any kind of business. And in the association business, I'm taking a look at NIADA of how can it be more efficient? How can it better serve the members and the industry? Part of that's going to be a reset toward a greater focus on all of the members, not just some subsets of the members. And I bring a sense of leadership to organization, because I think that's what associations are all about. It's helping the members as they grow, manage, and protect their businesses. That's our whole raison d'etre. That's what we're about. And it's always about the members, and it's never about staff.
The voice you're hearing is our special guest for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, Bob Voltman, who is the new Chief Executive Officer of NIADA. And Bob, what intrigued you about NIADA to want to apply for and eventually accept this new position and professional challenge?
I love working with small entrepreneurs. And that's what I had been doing for the past 20-some years, working in the third-party logistics industry. And as that industry began to consolidate and change, I was looking for a new challenge and a new opportunity where I could work with small entrepreneurs as we rebuild our economy coming out of COVID. And NIADA ticked all of the boxes for me of opportunity, of challenge, of small entrepreneurs, of essential businesses, with the added blessing of going back to Texas.
Very good. And NIADA officially announced you as the new CEO at the end of October, and was told that you spent the next 30 or so days kind of on a listening tour with members and other state association leaders. What were some of the most valuable experiences and information you learned during those initial meetings?
Yeah, so I conducted about 100 phone interviews, Nick, from so they hired me on Sunday, October the 25th, and I went to work that afternoon. No moss grew on this stone. And during that period from October the 26th, really that Monday, through the day before Thanksgiving, when I said I would deliver my report to the board, I made about 100 phone interviews. And what we did was I asked them what they thought the strengths, weakness, opportunities, and threats to the industry are. And we developed those, and we'll put those out in a report to the membership. And then I asked them about what they liked and didn't like about the association. And I got a whole laundry list of things that people liked, things that they thought we could be doing better at. But the primary being that we need to be more focused on the member and more focused on the member's success. And that's what we're going to be, helping the members, again, as they grow, manage, and protect their dealerships, and helping the state associations as they serve the members.
Again, our special guest for this episode of the podcast is Bob Voltman, who is the new Chief Executive Officer of the National Independent Automobile Dealers Association. And Bob, you referenced from which you came to NIADA. How does vehicle retailing and financing compare to the other industries that you've represented and been involved with?
So this is the first time I've worked in a consumer, a B2C industry. My other industries have been more B2B, working for major developers who have been sold to develop huge parcels of land in the Houston area and then sell to other real estate people. And then the third party logistics industry, I've worked with manufacturers. This is my first time to work in the B2C area. And so that whole consumer finance and regulation area is new to me. And I'm learning that. The staff is very up to speed on it. The board's very up to speed on it. So that's a whole different ballgame for me.
And in light of all of that, still, what would you say have been the most important career lessons you've learned throughout your various tenures that's now prepared you to lead NIADA?
Well, I'm a really good, if I have to toot my own horn, I'm a really good association leader, and I know how to build associations so that they operate efficiently, profitably, but most importantly, that they serve the needs of the membership. And that's what we're going to do at NIADA. It's a great organization. It needs a little resetting, more servant-oriented toward the membership. But the staff is amazing. The board is terrific and engaged, and we're going to build on those strengths. The state associations are doing the best they can in leading the way, and we're going to meet them there and get this ship going in the right direction.
Closing moments here of our special episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast with Bob Voltman, the new Chief Executive Officer of the National Independent Automobile Dealers Association. And Bob, to round us out, to the members and other constituencies you haven't had perhaps the chance to converse with yet, what message would you like to convey to those dealerships and service providers and all those involved with NIADA?
Well, this is an absolutely essential industry, and it's essential not only to the current workings of the economy, it's an essential industry to rebuilding the U.S. economy following COVID. And with a vaccine within days, if not weeks, that rebuilding starts now. And I'm just really excited to be a part of it and to be a part of this dynamic industry and this terrific association.
That's Bob Voltman, the new chief executive officer of the National Independent Automobile Dealers Association. Bob, it's been a pleasure to have a conversation. Again, congratulations on being appointed the head of NIADA, and look forward to when we can connect again.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Nick.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, simply go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zedites and Joe Overby, as well as our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.